CQ, CQ, CQ. Calling all radio amateurs and listeners, this is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. This broadcast comes to you from amateur radio station G4TRN, located in Bristol, and transmitting on 145.525 megahertz. Thank you for joining us. It's Sunday, the 23rd of February, 2025, and here is the GB2RS news broadcast prepared by the RSGB and intended for all radio amateurs and listeners. This bulletin is also available on the RSGB website at rsgb.org, where you'll find links to groups and organisations that may be mentioned in this broadcast. The news headlines. The RSGB announces the unopposed candidates in its elections. The RSGB releases 2025 band plans. A year in numbers, 2024. Some great things to celebrate. Nominations in the RSGB elections have closed. For some roles, a single nomination was received and the candidate is therefore elected unopposed. They will take up their role at the end of the RSGB AGM in April. These unopposed candidates include the roles of president and also regional representatives in regions 1, 4, 7, 8, 10, 11 and 12. In region 9, no valid nomination was received. For more information about each of these unopposed candidates, see the March issue of Radcom or the RSGB website at rsgb.org/election. The RSGB band plans for 2025 were published in the March 2025 issue of Radcom. They are also available on the RSGB website via rsgb.org/bandplans. This year's plans incorporate further VHF and UHF changes in response to the increased demand that has been prompted by the new Ofcom amateur license. There are also a few changes from the 2023 IARU Region 1 General Conference. All amateurs are reminded to consult the band plans before operating. Despite continuing challenges nationally and across the world during 2024, the amateur radio community stayed strong and the RSGB supported it. The RSGB General Manager, Steve Thomas, M1ACB, wrote his annual feature called A Year in Numbers for the March Radcom and shared some great things to celebrate, in which the RSGB headquarters staff often led the way. You can also see the highlights in a brief video on the RSGB YouTube channel. The April Radcom will show in detail the work of the committees and other specialist volunteers. Girl Guiding groups will be celebrating World Thinking Day on the air this weekend, so listen out for them and encourage the young operators. To highlight the opportunities for young people to get involved in amateur radio activities, this week the RSGB has published two new videos that celebrate the fantastic ISS Contact and STEM Day held in the autumn and attended by Her Royal Highness the Duchess of Edinburgh. You can watch both the videos on the RSGB YouTube channel. Between January and March 2024, Bob Bowyer, GM4DLG, took a one-man Antipodean adventure. The D expedition is currently being serialised in Radcom, and on Monday the 3rd of March, he will be delivering a Tonight at 8 presentation to complement these features. The trip was 8 weeks long and covered 27 activations from 11 sites on 6 islands. Bob operated on 20, 40 and 80 metres with 100 watts SSB into vertical arrays of his own design, with his holy grail being a valid 80 metre grey line QSO with Great Britain. Visit rsgb.org/webinars to find out more. Join the presentation live on the RSGB YouTube channel or special BATC channel and ask questions via the live chat. Don't forget, to submit your entry to the RSGB construction competition by Saturday, the 1st of March. You'll need to email a short description of your entry and up to 4 photographs. It's also recommended to send a link to a video that demonstrates your entry is working. More details on submitting your application can be found via rsgb.org/construction-competition. The results of the competition will be announced during the 2025 RSGB Annual General Meeting in April. Exercise Blue Ham will take place on the 29th and 30th of March on the 60-meter band. Station will be active between 9 a.m. and 6 p.m. Blue Ham exercises provide a platform to further develop cadet radio operator skill and confidence by engaging them with the amateur radio community by the MOD 5 MHz shared band. Cadet radio operators under supervision will exchange radio messages with amateur radio operators in the UK and Europe. The cadets hope to speak to many radio amateurs on the air. For more information, visit alphacharlie.org.uk/exercise-blue-ham. And the Alpha Charlie part of that is the actual words, and they're not phonetics this time. The 26th European Ham Radio School Stations Day will take place on Monday the 5th of May from 0700 to 1700 UTC. This is an activity day, not a contest, so the focus is on personal radio contacts and QSO partners should take time for a short exchange. Organisers look forward to seeing many schools, universities and training centres on the air again. To find out more, go to tinyurl.com/european-schools. Please send details of all your news and events to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. The deadline for submissions is 10 a.m. on Thursdays before the Sunday broadcast each week. And now for details of rallies and events. The Lagan Valley Amateur Radio Society Rally will take place on Saturday, the 1st of March, at Hillsborough Village Centre, 7 Ballinahinch Road, BT26 6AR. The doors open at 10:30 a.m. For more details, visit Lima Victor Alpha Romeo Sierra dot Uniform Kilo. Nearer home, on Sunday, the 2nd of March, the Exeter Radio Rally is taking place at a new venue. The event will be held at the Ken Centre, EX6-7UE, from 10 a.m. Traders and catering will be available on site. For more information, phone Pete, G3ZVI, on 07714-198-374 or email golf3zulu victor india@yahoo.co.uk. Now the special event news. On the 26th of February 2025, the 90th anniversary of the Daventry Experiment will be commemorated, marking a pivotal moment in the development of British radar technology. The Daventry Experiment had a lasting impact on both military strategy and civilian applications. To honour this milestone, several special event stations will be active. The Bordsey Radar Museum will be hosting GB2RS, with BRS representing Bordsey Radar Station, whilst Coventry ARS from near Daventry will operate GB9ORE, with RE representing Radio Experiment. Chelmsford ARS from Great Baddow in Essex will activate GB9OCH with CH representing Chain Home. Since Chelmsford is where one of the original Chain Home radar masts still stands. Special call sign Sierra 5701 Delta X-ray is running during February in memory of Slavko S57DX, who became a silent key last February. The station has been heard recently using CW and SSB on the HF bands. For more information, visit QRZ.com. From the 1st till the 28th of March, George MM0JNL will once again be activating special event station Golf Bravo Zero Golf Tango Sierra. This year the station is active in support of the Great Tommy Sleep Out. This national challenge aims to raise funds and awareness for all former UK service personnel who are living homeless. More details are available at qrz.com and Romeo Bravo Lima India .co.uk. Now the DX news. Data Victor Uniform 2 Delta Sierra India is operating from Lonar Lake in India until tomorrow. This unique location was formed by the impact of a meteor around 550,000 years ago. The station will be active on the 40, 20, 15 and 10 meter bands using SSB. More information can be found at qrz.com. Now the contest news. The CQ 160m DX contest started at 2200 UTC on Friday the 21st and ends at 2200 UTC today. Using SSB on the 160m band, the exchanges signal report in CQ zone. United States stations also send their state and Canadian stations send their province. The REF contest started at 0600 UTC on Saturday the 22nd and ends at 1800 UTC today. Using SSB on the 80 to 10 meter bands where contests are permitted, the exchanges signal report and serial number. And the UBA DXCW contest started at 1000 UTC on Saturday the 22nd of February and ends at 1300 UTC today. Using CW on the 80 to 10 meter bands where contests are permitted, the exchanges signal report and serial number. Belgian stations will also give their station code. This is GB2RS from amateur radio station Golf 4 Tango Romeo November, located in Bristol. Now the radio propagation report, compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO on Thursday the 20th of February 2025. It seems we are a little over-ambitious in suggesting that last week would be better for HF propagation. It looked like we would avoid coronal mass ejections and see the KP index fall to lower levels. Unfortunately, the sun had other ideas and a fast-moving solar stream, often moving faster than 500 kilometres a second, had a south-pointing BZ, which coupled more easily with Earth and sent the KP index up to 4 or more. So, even by Wednesday the 19th, the KP index was hitting 5. But it seems that the geomagnetic disturbance merely lowered the MUF from around 40 to 50 MHz to 31 to 32 MHz, so it barely affected HF propagation. At the time of writing, there had only been one M-class solar flare in the past 5 days, but more than 50 minor C-class events. There were no Earth-directed CMEs. Nevertheless, there was DX to be had, with the standout stations being the V73WW DX expedition to Majuro Atoll on the Marshall Islands, TI1RRC, Costa Rica, and 5N9DTG in Nigeria. Upcoming DX next week includes OX3LX, Greenland, Dave G4BUO as 5 Whiskey Zero Uniform Oscar, Samoa, TO3Z Guadeloupe, 4S7SPG Sri Lanka, and Foxtrot Sierra / Victor Alpha 3 QSL St. Martin. Next week, NOAA predicts that the week commencing the 23rd of February could see the solar flux index starting at 170, but then rising to 195 or 200 as the week progresses. Geomagnetic conditions are predicted to start quietly with a KP index of 2, but then become unsettled by the 27th of February to the 1st of March with a maximum predicted KP index of 5. If this scenario does pan out, then we may expect the best HF conditions to occur at the beginning of next week from the 23rd to the 26th. As always, keep an eye on solarham.com for day-to-day solar news and perhaps monitor PSK Reporter the reverse beacon network and DX clusters for digital CW and SSB HF propagation updates. And now the VHF and up propagation news from G3YLA and G4BAO. The current spell of unsettled weather seems likely to continue through to the end of next week. There will also be significant windy weather at times. It's therefore not a particularly good period for tropo or big antennas for that matter. This leaves us with rain scatter on the gigahertz bands, and some of these scattering regions will be large areas affecting the whole of the country as active weather fronts pass by, rather than more isolated and harder to follow showers, which often provide our rain scatter. Meteor scatter is still within its quieter period, with no major showers and better chances coming from random meteor activity, which tends to peak in the hours before dawn. Recent solar activity has provided some weak auroral conditions on many days. As usual, check for high values of the KP index as a good indicator, or even listen for a watery tone on the LF bands. Ultimately, you'll need to use the KP index going to at least 5 to make it worth checking for auroral signals on VHF. We are still in the dormant period for sporadic E propagation, which is a shame in view of the powerful jet streams likely during this stormy weather. These would produce good sporadic E prospects in the main summer season, but weaker sporadic E at low VHF are still a possibility despite being out of season. Moon declination is at a minimum today, Sunday 23rd of February, and the path losses are decreasing as the moon moves closer to Earth as it heads to perigee on Saturday the 1st of March. 144 MHz sky noise goes high this weekend. And that's all from the propagation team this week. Unfortunately, there's no local news this week. Shorter script than usual due to staff illness. For details of local regular nets or club meetings, check last week's regional news on the RSTV website or look in the latest Radcom. That ends this week's GB2RS news broadcast, brought to you by John, G4TRN. It is compiled by the Radio Society of Great Britain, which represents amateur radio and radio amateurs within the United Kingdom and internationally. News items for GB2RS, Radcom magazine and the RSTV website should be sent to the editorial team as far in advance as possible by email to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. The deadline is 10 a.m. on Thursdays. The RSTV retains the copyright of the material transmitted. Information about amateur radio can be found at our website, rsgb.org. The full schedule of GB2RS broadcasts can be downloaded from rsgb.org/GB2RS-schedule. GB2RS is not licensed for two-way communication, but calls will be welcomed after close down under the call sign G4TRN. So until next Sunday, 7-3, have a good week from the GB2RS news team.